Perfect.
I lived in Japan, and it was called, it's Y-O-K-O-S-U-K-A, and there's many people that said Yokosuka. It's pronounced Yokosuka.
Yokosuka?
Akihabara.
Yokosuka.
Yeah. What is that?
It's the city I lived in.
Yokosuka?
Yeah, Yokosuka.
Oh.
But everybody was like, oh, Yokosuka.
I like that better.
No, you sound
like a tourist, yeah.
You sound uncultured as
uncultured as shit.
Akatsuki.
Akatsuki.
Where'd you get the extra syllable from?
I just put it, I wrote it in the script, and then I just read it, and I just went with it. I was like, that sounds right. Should have looked it up beforehand. Should have done anything. Should have just looked at the pronunciation and I just let it out there. And I never. They hated me. They put me out.
Hey man, you don't want to get the anime fans upset.
It was the worst day of my life.
They're savage.
Hey, what were we talking about?
Anime.
Okay. But what
intro.
About
favorite intro. Outro.
Oh, that's easy. I'm done.
We're doing it show and tell.
I don't like that. I always cried when I had to do that in school.
You can do it again for the class. Favorite intro, outro. We can do first intro, outro if you remember the first anime you've ever seen.
I don't.
Okay. Well, if you have it, do it. If you have it, do it. One that people might not be familiar with or like you think isn't as popular as, you know, Dragon Ball or Naruto or any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, what was the other one I said?
You said,
bro, because they be having like.
You said old ones, new ones, and any like obscure or, you know.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Crazy.
Obscure.
You tell me that. How
the f*** you know that? He sent me a message.
You're a scumbag.
I sent the same message to you guys.
No, you didn't. He sent it to you personally?
Yeah, personally. Straight into the DMs, actually.
So just you.
Just me.
Just you and him.
Yeah, it was pretty intimate, actually.
Interesting.
So we'll format the show like show and tell, like I mentioned. An intro or outro we love, our first anime intro or one that is super memorable. Three, an intro or outro people don't like or that maybe people don't know about.
That don't like? Oh, shit. I should have gotten some shitty ones. Oh, no, I have a... That don't like? I have a shitty one.
A little differently.
It's the same thing.
You sent it to Lorenzo.
I got a bunch.
I don't.
I only got a bunch because of other people.
He got homies. We got the homies.
Yeah.
I'm just the loser.
I have three from Deshaun.
Yeah, we were having a conversation about them in Discord, actually.
Like,
a little bit.
People don't like, I don't fucking...
I don't mean, like, don't like, oh, I hate that outro or intro. I just mean, like, maybe an anime not a lot of people watched. Or, like...
Mines are both from Naruto.
That would mean I didn't watch that either.
Naruto?
You know, I'm talking about... You don't delve into, like, the... I'm recording.
Like non-mainstream anime?
No, I've seen Naruto. But
no, like wait, slice of life.
I'm asking. What?
Go what?
Ahead, I'm sorry. I'm a little sorry
like,
now.
What's we'll good, man?
It's not like it's about pot.
I had Henny.
You had Henny?
Middle of the day.
Hell yeah, baby. That's what I want to hear.
And I had gin and tonic.
Makes sense.
I mean, there are some slice of lives about making pie. But not...
Cream pie?
Oh, okay. You had a great question, by the way. You said, could you curse on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, could I?
Yes, you can. We can't.
What?
Yeah, you can have freedom.
Yeah, you have free... because a lot of my students do listen to the podcast.
Oh, I can try to censor myself as much as possible.
No, you can... No, you're yourself. Fine. No, hey, you are fine.
F*** it.
They curse still. We curse. No, I just have to bleep it.
Okay. No, well, I mean, he's going to bleep it because he's editing it.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
I am now.
Oh, you're saying it? Again?
Yeah, I'm going to send it.
Okay. I'm going to
send it.
I'm high right now.
What?
Fuck yeah. What'd you smoke?
No, he's dying.
Water.
Don't. He's straight edge. Don't. Don't.
I'm not.
Wait,
straight
edge?
No.
He's not straight edge, but he doesn't do any of that.
Oh, really?
I'm holy.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love that. Man of God, it's the God, it's the Lord's day right now.
Man, amen, baby. Yeah, I don't know. Don't.
I'm better than you.
Wow,
you're better than me.
Yes.
And what?
Everything.
Oh, you got why? Me. You got me messed up.
You know why? Because I don't indulge in tomfoolery.
I'm better at you because I do indulge in Tom Fuller.
I don't play video games.
You lying sack of crap.
Weren't you talking about how...
He plays Fortnite.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't you say you could like beat Danny in a fighting game? What was
doing?
It?
What are you doing?
Aren't you a guest?
I am a guest.
He's fact-checking.
Fact-checking.
You know how when we came back and literally all you would say was, someone fact-check that? He's fact-checking. He's the one fact-checking.
I don't know. Yo, who's guessing?
I mean, technically, it's both of ours.
Yo, both of y'all. Hey, just tell me you'll fuck
me. Hey, chill with the cussing. There's an editing gotta go.
Bro, are you recording right now?
I am.
Why don't you say that, bro?
I did!
That's super fatty,
holy
bro.
Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well and that you're having a fantastic... Let's shoot for Wednesday. Have a fantastic Wednesday.
What the hell? Yeah, that's when he's going to send it and then ask for it back so he can re-edit it.
We'll go for Wednesday. But I hope everyone's doing well. And we're back with another episode. And this time, we're doing something special. But before we get into that, I'm joined with, of course, my lovely co-hosts. I've got Lewis, a.k.a. Seventh.
They just introduced me.
He does it every week, though.
No.
You're right. I'm with you.
To your left.
Yeah. Go. You got
this. I don't even got nothing to say now. They know my name. Hi. Hi, everybody. Hey, it's Lewis here.
I also have Lorenzo right in front of me as well.
I'm a little lit.
Lit. How was brunch?
It was...
How was happy hour?
I had a drink Hennessy before eating.
Right.
And then ate and then had gin and tonic.
Wow.
I'm a little litty. Good luck, Clash Team.
I believe in them, honestly.
And we have a special guest in the building. Someone who we've been actually planning to get on for a while. And it is... Calvin.
A.K.A. Asian Skull.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure which one I'd use.
Yeah, what's up? Hi, I'm Calvin. Call me Asian Skull as well. Go by Calvin usually, though. I'm a streamer, dancer, and I like anime. So, yeah.
Which is a telltale sign because this episode is going to be on, gentlemen, anime intros and outros.
Gross.
Yes. Woo! The only casual in the building right now is Lorenzo, but I will give you honorary anime watcher because you have watched animes.
Yeah, but it's too heavy, man. There's just, like, I'd be loving characters and they're like, oh, you like this? You like this? We're going to kill them. Dude, I hate... Whatever. I watch Fresh Prince.
Of course, the animes that you have been shown have been, I think, mostly horror animes.
Yes.
I do like
I do like horror stuff, yeah.
Oh,
like,
have you seen Another?
Yeah, I've watched Erased. Oh my gosh. Erased and yes. Another are like one of my like two favorites. I'm just...
Bangers.
Just more delved into horror stuff as I have been like my whole life. Yeah.
I might have some other recommendations for you, actually. Just remind me about that.
You gotta go through my consultant. You gotta go through Adrian.
I'll talk to Adrian about it for sure. Yeah. Shout out to Adrian.
How's JoJo going for you?
JoJo? I've watched only like a couple episodes. But
wait, first season?
No, I watched with my friend, but it does look interesting and I don't mind it. But
JoJo stinks.
Why?
I don't know. It's something about it is just weird. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Nah, like I thought I liked it, but I don't.
How much did you watch?
I watched the whole thing.
The whole thing? all up to the recent season right now?
Lewis is a completionist too. Like he?
Yeah, I don't like it.
That's commitment. I respect that.
Yeah, but he tried. Yeah.
I mean, watch One Piece.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm about the life.
I'm in there.
Before we start on some favorite intros, do we have an anime we've been watching recently? We'll start with...
For me?
That's crazy. I forgot the name.
I do have some, but it's going to spoil my intro, right? For one of them I like that I'm watching right now.
I mean,
do I just get into it?
Yeah. All right. Not the song, but
not the
just
song?
Just yeah. Yeah, just say. I mean,
okay, yeah. Right now I'm watching. I just finished up. Man, what is it called? The one with Boji. Well, man, I was just talking about it with the twins. Never mind. We'll just skip that one. Right now I'm watching also Tokyo Revengers, and that shit is so sick. I love Tokyo Revengers. It takes a new concept of time travel. Like, you know, it's not a new concept, but it's an interesting way to go through time travel. Mm-hmm. They have like the main character who is like regular dude. And in this point of his present life, he has like people that he lost, and it was a girl that he used to date. Mm-hmm. And the way that the time travel works is I don't want to spoil it too much, but he goes 12 years back into the past to try to change his future. And every single day that happens in the past is also a day that happens in the future. And then there's a way for him to go through the time.
Okay.
Through the timeline. It's really dope. And really great animation, fun fight scenes, and the characters are just all super badass.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Lorenzo? Anything?
I've been told that I need to watch. No, I've been trying to watch Dr. Stone for a while, but it's not working on...
You can say it, you Plex.
Yeah, it's not working on the Plex, though. But because I know a movie's coming out, so I do want to watch that.
I can fix it.
I think...
That's John on fire, bro.
What?
That John is fire.
I heard that's like... You like it. Yeah, I heard they're like, Lorenzo, the way you think is like, that's you. So I have to get into that, and then... No, well, I watched a couple episodes because in the Discord we've been watching was it Fire Force?
Oh yeah, yeah, Fire Force.
So I've been watching a little bit of that, but I mean that's just off to the side. So nice. I'm a casual. Everybody who listens to this, I don't really watch anime.
I don't know.
Nothing.
I think I was watching Death Parade.
Okay.
Oh, that's banger. Nice. It's a banger.
I haven't gotten that far in it.
I love.
I love that. I lied. I have been watching an anime. I've been watching Kami Communicate.
Okay.
I've watched two episodes. It's cute. I understand the slice of life sets of anime. It is.
You like slice of lives?
Well, I mean, this is like my first one. don't.
You were in the room when I was watching My Roommate is a Cat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a slice of life. That's a good one too. And Yuri on Ice.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm still mad about Yuri on Ice. What is it called? But also, Kami Communicate. And then I watched a little bit of, I forgot, that one Netflix anime. It's about a little kid who like lives by himself and stuff. But it's on Netflix. It looks super good. But those two I've been watching on Netflix and stuff.
Nice. Yeah. So you've been watching Death Parade.
That's the only thing I could remember.
Okay.
Because that was the last one that I watched.
Right.
Everything else is just a blank.
What about you, Dinka?
That's fair. Spy Family, because that's on everyone's brain.
Everyone's watching that, yeah.
It's really good. I've been enjoying it. I ran through... what is it? I'm running through Jujutsu Kaisen for the third time.
Heck yes, baby.
The anime's good. That is an enjoyable anime.
It's like Naruto without... all the extra filler stuff. Yeah. And you get just dope fight scenes every episode. I love it.
Dope
and
fight scenes.
The animation is just S tier. Fantastic.
The fashion is great.
It's so nice.
And so I've watched that.
I'll get to it in like 3 years.
Yeah, you get there.
Maybe.
And then I finished Skate, which was a, it's not a slice of life.
Skate the Infinite?
Yeah, that one. Oh, I call it just Skate.
Nice.
But it's good.
It's tight too.
Beautiful animation.
Yeah.
Really, really fun. And that's pretty much it. Everything else is just like me running through animes again. Just to liven me up with what I know is good. So
I just remembered the anime I was talking about, Ranking of Kings. All right. I didn't want to forget that. It was Ranking of Kings.
Spy. It sounds like an isekai.
It's not.
Oh yeah?
No. It's how do I explain it? Kind of like a coming of age esque type story.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's super dope.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that's what we've been watching. All good animes, all top tier animes. Love them. And so with that, the most iconic thing probably when it comes to anime is the anime intros and outros. It's what starts the anime. It's what gets it going. It's what sets the tone most of the time. And yeah, we're just going to talk about, we're going to dish out what, you know, some of our favorites are, some of our heavy hitters when it comes to anime intros and outros. So, who wants to start? Who wants to do it?
Who has a shorter list?
Probably me.
Probably you? Yeah.
We're going to listen to him too.
We are?
Yes!
The beauty of anime intros is that copyright doesn't exist here.
Wait, really?
Hey, really?
Most of it, yeah. Most anime is, you know, Japanese companies, so we can play it.
Oh, okay. Well, ooh. All right. Okay, one of them you might not be able to play.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you could find, like, the original on, like, Spotify or anything.
What is it from? Why don't you present
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Okay.
Smile okay, bomb. Okay.
Greatest anime intro ever. I don't care.
Did you hear they're making a Yu Yu Hakusho live action for Netflix? Are you going to cry?
I am. Because it's going to be trash.
Like, absolutely.
Facts, actual facts. Why do they take everything we love and just destroy it?
I don't know
why
they do that. Dude. I don't know. Like, Death Note. Like, what are you doing?
I don't even watch anime, and I know they're bad. Like,
it hurts
that's
my soul.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop wasn't too hot.
Bro, they got to stop even touching that stuff,
dude. Like, are there even... There's, like, only a few good anime adaptations. Like, yeah. Alita Battle Angel, I heard, was pretty good. I didn't get to watch it, but it's on my list right now. What's the Scarlett Johansson one?
That one was bad.
It was
in
bad?
My opinion.
Oh, okay.
Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in Shell, that's what it is.
That one was weird.
Are we talking about, like, American?
All the Japanese ones are good.
Yeah, because I was going to say the Rurouni Kenshin.
Except for
one.
Full Metal Alchemist.
That
oh,
one was
god,
bad. Dude. I was watching the CGI in that show, and I'm like, what is happening?
It's trippy.
I thought it was like a satire at first when I was watching it. I'm like, is this like a YouTube video that they're
kind of is, yeah.
Just messing around.
So, Smile Bomb, Yu Yu Hakusho, huh?
Best. Goated.
Best ever?
Bro, like, yes.
Okay.
It reminds me of, like, Whitney Houston.
Right.
Like, in her early days. Like, it sounds like something she was singing to, in my opinion.
Listen to it. My speakers are... We good?
Okay.
See, it's not even the real one.
What?
What do you mean it's not
the
real one?
This isn't the... This is not what it sounds like.
Are you sure?
This is like a remake, bro.
Not this one?
This doesn't sound like Whitney Houston.
Are you looking for the English one?
Yeah.
I found it.
Oh, it's the English one.
But nah, not... She doesn't sound like Whitney Houston. It sounds like something she would sing too.
Mm-hmm.
Back in like the 80s, like when she was first starting.
Oh, I see what you mean now.
Dude, I miss this animation.
Bro, I love this show, bro. This is my favorite anime ever.
Classic.
It's a good one.
Straight up classic. Banger.
I have a 10-word minimum on this show, especially this episode.
He's just used like 8 right now.
It's good.
Damn it. Oh, that's 2.
Yu Yu Hakusho, Smile Bomb, goated.
Facts.
For you.
Yes.
Okay.
True.
Top tier.
Good.
S tier.
How about we go around to talk about the goated ones? And then we come back.
Okay.
Who wants to go next? Who wants to do their...
I have a list only because of my friends, but I'll tell you my two favorite. My two favorite are from Naruto. Bluebird.
Fire.
Bluebird. I only because what it actually talks about. But it's basically talking about...
Yeah.
This one.
Every I feel like so many people know this.
Everyone knows this song.
But... What she's talking about is basically she's talking about a guy. Oh, I'll let it play. Bam, bam, bam. It's about a... She's basically talking about a guy who's saying like, oh, if he could be a bluebird and he could fly above the earth, he would never come back down, not even for me. So if he could like make his dream come true, he would never he would never come back down, even if like, even if I was down here. And I think that like something about that means a lot to me, like, because if I could achieve my dreams, I'm not coming back for anybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, oh. If like, because I know if I had a girlfriend, shout out to Absol, like, mm-hmm. I would look her in the face and be like, nobody's gonna stop me from my dreams, not even you. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter how much like you love me and stuff, like, my dreams are my dreams.
Oh yeah.
And so I love this song.
It's a iconic one.
Yeah,
iconic intro.
Yep.
And then Broken Youth, which is an outro to Naruto Shippuden, Broken Youth by Nico Touches the Walls. This song is basically about like, hey, we have one more night. Yeah, we have one more we have one more night to be young. Like, let's live it.
All right.
I listened to the song.
Damn, it looks so old.
I listened to the song in the spring with my windows down.
Shit. I don't watch Naruto. I just know them as like children. But yeah, this outro is like showing them.
Yeah, it's like they're older and stuff.
Oh, that's an outro?
Yeah, it's when they're walking on the mountain and there's like a frog in the middle.
Oh, it's this one.
I love this song so much.
Yeah.
So I
see, this is where it gets tricky though.
Why?
So they have like 5 intros and outros
that are like straight bangers.
Yeah. Too. I know. I agree. This is by far my favorite one because, yeah, just like the thought about like staying young is, I think, is super important because I feel like if you lose your imagination, you're dead. You're not an adult anymore.
You're lame.
Or you're not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now I have a bunch to shout out from my friends because I had to ask them because I don't have any other references.
Oh, you're gonna steal some of mine then. But okay, go on. Oh, I was helping them with this list.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Shout out to Buga. Don't know his real name. Don't know what he looks like. This is Buga.
He's 5'10". I learned that about him.
Is he really?
Yes.
So he's like me and Adrian's height.
Yeah, but that's all I know. I'm slowly gonna put the pieces to make him into a person.
Wait, did he actually? I don't. Trolling.
I asked him if he was a short king, and he said nah. He said I'm average height. I'm like, what's average height? He said 5'10". I'm like, dude, you're a giant. No,
no, you're not.
Shout out Buga.
Noragami. Opening 2. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is just what they sent to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you know this one?
Shut up, Funimation. This one is badass.
That guitar's going in, bro.
It is though.
It's so good.
So good.
This makes a lot of sense because Buga listens to K-pop. Like it's not, I'm not saying it's along the lines, but like tempo wise,
it's got a good, like,
it has
intro.
It has like a good bounce.
Okay. I see what you mean by that.
Not like it sounds like K-pop.
This isn't really pop.
No, but it makes sense because like the tempo of music he sends me is usually like,
yeah, that's like Visual Kai or whatever they call it. Like that genre.
Is that what it's called?
Or something like that, yeah.
I mean, I ain't got no references, so sure, yeah. I believe
it.
I'm going to look that up.
And Kai. All
right, and then I got one from Rolo. Shout out Rolo. Even though he leaves me in lane when I'm ADC, it's fine. it's Fire Force opening Inferno. Didn't this anime just come out?
Yeah.
How do you know this is his favorite already?
It's probably just the one that he's like vibing with really hard right now.
It's a Rolo thing.
Yeah, just Rolo tings.
Oh, I can see it though. Good choice, Rolo.
Oh no, yeah, this one's a banger.
Yeah,
straight banger.
This one is fire.
Huh? Oh snap! My
gosh, dude, Fire Force's animation is just so dope.
Shout out to Soul Eater, the predecessor.
Soul Eater is within the same world as this, right? Is like canonically? Is
that
true?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't see it. It's weird. But yeah. Ooh. So yeah, that's Inferno.
This looks like a fighting game intro.
All right.
Oh my God. And then I got 3 from Day. Shout out Deshaun. The homie, the coach.
That's the boy.
Me and Calvin's other set of twins.
Yeah, true.
God, this is a long one.
You want me to help?
Vanitas Nocarte OP, by Sasanomaly?
Yes.
Dude.
The case study of Vanitas.
They really...
This isn't an intro. It's just the picture. But that's the animation style.
Yeah. They really be loving the bounce. Like, yeah, it's like it's a more natural bounce. They be really loving.
That piano was coming in. Oh, love that.
Where's the hook? There it is.
Dude, when Sean does not miss with music a lot of the times, bro.
Facts.
Okay.
He's really into that groove. And then
what else we got?
We have Death Parade OP.
Oh, we're just talking about it.
Mm. Yeah.
That was an interesting...
Oh, that's what you were watching, huh?
Yeah.
You drunk?
Why are you so quiet? There you go. There's Death Parade.
That's you? That's your friend?
That's Death Parade.
It's quiet, you, Lewis. Son. You guys can't see it, but he's vibing so hard.
Yeah.
Not like me personally. Let me stop.
This one ain't it for you?
Nah.
Really?
It's kind of mid.
Kind of mid.
I see. I would think the same thing.
Samurai Champloo, Cowboy Bebop, Inuyasha.
There we go. Those are the goats that we were trying to bring up earlier, for sure. Yeah, those are fire.
Yeah.
You're right.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Right?
That's next.
I have so many.
Oh, is it the opening for Tokyo Ghoul?
Yeah,
Tokyo Ghoul. Like all of them. I have Unravel on my notes, too.
All of them are crazy.
Yeah.
No one needs to...
Intro and outro is crazy.
Look at this. No one needs to see the intro.
Fun fact, I did watch Tokyo... Oh, my God. You and your notes. It's, I know. It's always great.
No. Well, you got to get that intro part, bro. You got to have... You have to get... There we go. The falsetto.
I've actually watched this.
It's
anime,
so good.
Except for the second season.
You did see the second season, no?
What?
You did see the second
season. Yeah, it was garbage.
They took out a lot of context to get to that point.
Tokyo Ghoul second season?
The second season?
Yeah, where they switched everything up?
Yep.
That's like the third and fourth.
No, it's the second. There's only three seasons.
Of Tokyo Ghoul?
Yeah. This is the intro for the first season.
Good intro.
Fire intro.
Yeah. The visuals are great.
I've seen this, so yeah. I'm for it. Tokyo Ghoul was tight, and then second season pissed me back.
Twas good.
But that's a shout out to all my friends. I'm pretty sure that's all of them.
Boom.
If I look through and I see anybody else's, I'll chime in. But I think those are it.
Calvin?
Mine is for sure going off the older list. Death Note, what's up, people? It's the second intro, and man, I love this intro.
First intro, this gave me a heart attack,
bro.
This intro, yes. Maximum the Hormone. I became a big Maximum the Hormone fan after this.
Yeah,
because they actually have two songs for the intro and the outro. But yes, classic. So good.
Oh my god.
This I believe the heart attack.
Compared to the first intro, it was so like soft and quiet. And it's a trippy intro.
Yup. This intro just like it really encapsulates like the slow descent of Light's like madness throughout the show at this point in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Like going fucking crazy, man. Oh my god, it's so good.
So good. Crazy intro.
I need to watch Death Note.
Yeah, Death Note is S tier anime for sure. Yeah.
I need to get into it.
I also really like the song.
I would love that one.
I feel like it's the best written anime ever.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Writing wise, it's book. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, okay. The animation's definitely dated at this point, but yeah, man, still, the I'm fine, stories I'm fine with of Death that. Note. Yeah. It's my favorite anime.
I'm fine with, like, dated animation.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine with me.
But another thing I really like about that song, too, is because, like, during that time, it was, like, my edgy phase as a kid, too. So, sure. And I was listening to things like System of a Down
right,
as yeah. well. And then just, like, this encapsulates this, like, that feeling of, like,
yeah.
anger that I had as a kid.
That's fair.
Oh, man.
School sucks.
Yep.
This is my favorite intro.
Wait, what? You didn't even finish
We're
his
going
list.
Robin. Yeah, oh, do you have more favorite intros?
Well, I mean, I'm just going off the way that you set it up.
Yeah. So yeah. we're going favorite yeah. intros.
Show and tell.
And then we'll go again for...
I have nothing else. I have nothing else.
Oh, you just blew...
Yeah, I just gave everything.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah.
That's why
I was confused.
My bad.
Bro, remember...
You have to... Outros.
Did you not hear me? I had a Hennessy in the middle of the day. All right, I'm a little lit over here. I'm a little sluggish.
Lorenzo has reached his word limit for the day.
Thank you. Bye.
Lorenzo, you could look at my notes if you want.
No, absolutely. Oh, okay. I don't even know what I'm going to be reading.
This is
<It's> fine.
This is definitely not the best okay. intro in the world, but it is close to my heart because it's one of my favorite animes ever. It is Code Geass's Colors. This intro goes hard for me.
Yes.
And Code Geass is a good anime. Yes. You should watch it.
And if you, like Death Note, you're going to like Code Geass, honestly.
Yeah. If you like fascism, this is your anime. Oh, this anime.
In a video game.
Yeah. If you like the main character just being a bad guy, this is definitely...
Well, he doesn't start off as a bad guy.
Did I like him? Really. Right off the get-go, he starts off as a bad guy. Like, he gets angry real quick.
I did what he had to do.
I watched Code Geass with you, right?
Geass?
You've probably seen the first season.
I've seen some of this.
Oh, yeah. This is a good anime.
It's a show where, like, you have to really watch every episode, though, or else if you miss one, you're going to be very confused about what's happening in the next episode.
It's less complicated than Gundam. But still really complicated.
Actually, yeah.
You miss one episode, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You thought Gundam was complicated?
Yeah, bro.
we
built different.
We different.
Yeah, but that's the favorite intros. Now we're going to try and go around and do...
outros. More intros?
Yeah.
Okay.
Newer anime.
Core Pride, Blue Exorcist.
Core Pride?
Yes.
Wait.
What'd you say?
Side tangent. Oh, I already forgot. Oh, what's the first anime you've ever watched?
First anime I ever watched? Trigun.
Oh, that's it? Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, it can only be one.
I think I started off like everyone else on Cartoon Network during Toonami age, so I probably watched like Dragon Ball Z as my very first anime, and then I also saw Death Note on there. One Piece.
I want to say like Shaman King from like what was it, like when they used to come on like Channel 11,
yeah,
like on every Saturday. I think it was Shaman King, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what was Shaman King?
Mine's is
I don't remember this.
They remade it too, I think. Like they rebooted it or
my very first anime as a kid, and I didn't watch Dragon Ball Z first, or like even Pokemon first. The first ever anime I've ever watched was Gundam.
Really?
Yeah, that's... was Gundam Wing.
Were you living in Japan during that time?
No,
too?
I was in Hawaii.
You were in Hawaii.
Yeah,
oh. That's fire.
Yeah, I know, right?
Gundam Wing was so good.
I thought I was gonna like after watching Gundam, I was like, dude, I'm probably gonna love like this style forever.
Bro, I wanted to be and healed then I found... so bad. Like, I'm not kidding. Like just blank, just yeah. have no emotion.
Dude, that's me.
He was so.
That's me.
He was different. Bro.
He was
he ain't
different.
Like nobody.
Bro, yeah. Yeah. And I thought I was gonna like it forever, and then I watched Fresh Prince, and Living. I watched Fresh Prince and Living in Color.
And then you never watched
Martin,
anime ever.
And then I didn't watch anime anymore.
You said Shaman King, first anime, right? Yeah. So, we did our favorite anime intro. Our first anime was What you mentioned our first anime. You just did it for us right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You asked what our first or what was the first anime we ever watched. No, that was Lorenzo.
It was Lorenzo,
I'm
yeah.
I'm out of it.
You're mixing the Filipinos up.
You drunk too?
My bad.
Talking,
like,
you lit?
When we got here?
Yeah.
Before? Yeah, you did ask that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I might. Oh, yeah, I was talking about it with... yeah, we were talking about Death Parade. Yeah. You're right.
Lorenzo, I'm going to send you the files of all the anime music.
What that? Why?
To attach after we talk about the anime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like... I was like, to listen to you?
This is Trigun's intro. So good. Just rewatched it.
If you're listening to this podcast, you should go watch some of these. Just watch the intros because it definitely makes the music feel so much. It gives it so much more.
I'm fake hype for the new one.
I'm fake
like,
hype?
Like, bro, it looks beautiful.
Bash, man.
The new one looks beautiful, but like, I'm scared.
Oh, this is the one we talked about this before, yeah.
Are they just like remaking it, like fully, just with newer animation?
Are they remaking
it? Are they continuing it?
Like continuing it or something, right? Or are they remaking it? Or is it like a completely different story?
I'm assuming they're going to do the Full Metal thing where they're just going to remake it.
Oh, like a Brotherhood type deal, you know? That'd be so tight. Because I didn't watch Trigun.
Bro,
I need to watch it, though. Everyone keeps telling me.
Trigun's good.
Anime. Oh, my God, bro.
Trigun.
It's so pretty.
It's so pretty?
Yeah. Like going from that old style and then seeing it now is like, bro.
I mean, that's
it's like completely remastered. Like it's crazy.
I mean, yeah, the animation is.
No, that looks amazing. Oh, it's a mixture. It's 3D animated.
Bro, it looks like a movie.
Is that the same
God
rabbit?
Whoa.
God damn.
They changed his hair up.
Oh, they are remaking the whole thing.
Damn. Oh, I'll just wait for it then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this looks really good,
maybe
though.
I should still watch it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, for appreciation?
Yeah.
Type thing. Yeah, bro, like, that's like the anime movie animation, and they're making like using it for a show.
Yeah. His gun is so legendary. Whenever I'm at Anime Expo or like any of the conventions I go to, I see people still cosplaying as the Trigun main character. So,
yeah.
And I see that gun everywhere. I'm like, that's
Bash,
a cool gun, man.
As a casual, that looks super tight.
I hope he's like, an idiot like he was in the first show for the first like 16 episodes. He's an idiot.
Yeah,
and then it gets
complete goofball.
And then it gets serious. And then it's like, oh, shit. Okay, well, that's why he's an idiot. That's why he's like that. Okay.
I think the scary thing about like 3D animation, though, you don't want it to end up like a
Berserk.
Yeah, Berserk situation.
God,
you know.
They destroyed Berserk.
I know.
That anime was on pace.
Literally
one of my favorites.
Best manga.
And they started doing that stupid 3D thing. Same thing they did with Baki, bro. Like,
true.
I don't like that. I don't like it at all.
Shaman King.
Yeah, this is,
it was on Jetix.
Yeah, bro.
Oh my gosh.
This video is 16
back.
Years old, by the way. YouTube's been around for a while.
Dang, why do I remember this now?
Like, that's
so good.
Crazy.
Like, I'm singing it in my head.
Yeah.
I've actually watched this before.
Jetix!
Dude,
Jesus!
Shout out Jetix.
But it was on.
Shout out Jetix.
Fox 11. Before that, before I went to Jetix.
Was it? It was. Yeah. And then
same with like
Gundam,
Muscle,
right?
And all that stuff.
You said Gundam.
Oh, that's yeah. That was the first one I watched.
Ultimate Muscle is an anime, right?
Yes.
Okay. Damn. That might have been one of my first ones too.
Ultimate Muscle, right? They liked eating
like kid
muscle and... Yeah, they liked eating beef bowls. Wow.
That show was fire, bro. Escaflowne.
Maybe
like
maybe I'm not a
I'm
casual.
I'm Death Scythe.
Maybe I'm not a casual. Maybe I'm just maybe I'm just OG.
Okay.
I call Death Scythe.
Maybe you are OG.
That's cool.
Because
hey,
I do remember
I'm Heavy Arms.
I'm Death Scythe.
What's up? I'm Heavy Arms.
I thought this was so badass.
Bro, when Endless Waltz came out, I cried. I was like, yo, this dude got wings.
It was so tight.
Angel wings.
Look at him.
Wait, is this just a fight scene?
No, this is the intro.
Oh, this is the intro?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched Gundam.
That was my...
Gundam was so cool.
All of them were goated. Every character.
They're still making Gundam.
Except for the little soft ass dude.
I don't remember that.
Dude who got the Gundam with the shield.
Oh, yeah.
The little blonde kid.
Oh, my.
He's a little crybaby.
Dude, what's crazy is that I remember that, and being young, I didn't know the word and now, yeah, I was like, dude, this guy is like, he's a word I can't describe yet.
Dragon Ball was the one?
I don't know what it is.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, that was like the first anime. All right, intro maybe I watched.
Damn.
That classic riff.
Dragon.
It's a classic riff.
Yeah. Classic. Yamcha's a bitch.
Watch your mouth, boy. Watch your mouth. He's my favorite kid.
He's allowed to say that. He's the same height. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm Krillin height. What are you talking about?
Hey, bro.
We're together.
I ain't gonna lie. Yamcha was my favorite character for a cool minute.
Really?
Bro, because of the aesthetic. I'm like, yo, this dude got a scar on his face. Yo, this dude got wolf
stance.
Wolf
stance.
Man, Vegeta, he was fun to play in the games too, honestly.
Yeah, he was good in the games.
Yeah, really fun to play in the video games.
Hands, like,
actually, yeah.
And then, crazy, and then Toriyama woke up one day and was like,
and then Vegeta took his girl.
You know what's crazy?
Never say anything.
You know what's crazy is that growing up, my favorite was Piccolo. Makes a lot of sense who I am now.
The only black character in Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, for the culture.
Oh, no way.
Last one.
What?
One that maybe people don't know about. Maybe, you know, it's not as popular. It's not the big, you know, three. Not the big two, I guess.
Wait, we didn't finish going around.
Did we even go through all the new ones? Like, new
ones? Oh, new ones.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't go through all the
new ones. I said,
Blue Exorcist, then he started playing Trigon.
You want a job?
Huh?
You want a job?
Do I want a job? What? I mean...
Yeah, you're going to be the new... You're going to be the new me.
You do what you do fantastic.
I don't know, man.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
Maybe you'll bring us food.
Oh, my God. Next week, food, okay? We're saying it right now. Next week, I'm bringing food. Tell me what you want right now, and I will bring it for you. It obviously has to be from the same place. I'm not going to two places.
No, I need you to cook.
You want me to cook?
Yeah, a breakfast burrito with candied bacon.
Wait, that sounds kind of bussing, actually.
He made it for me one night. All
right,
that's the only thing.
Breakfast burritos with candied bacon, veggie bacon. I will make them for next week.
This is an anime episode. He's gonna put anime in ketchup on the side.
This is an episode of Food Wars.
Some Shokugeki.
Dude, I've never seen Food Wars because I'm scared it's gonna make me too hungry. Like, constantly.
It's gonna make you horny, actually. It's gonna make you too horny.
The first episode is like tentacles and everything, dude. It's a disclaimer. If you watch anime and you've never watched it before, please consult us before you just pick an anime. Like Food Wars.
Yeah, they got some freaky Johns out there. Yeah.
They do. What was the show?
Sneaky freaky Johns.
No Game, No Life?
Yep. No.
And then the second episode, I was like, I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out, Danko.
Okay, well,
I'm
not watching this with you. It's not that bad if you take out the weird parts, right?
Nothing's bad if you take
sibling,
out.
Just
nothing
the
is bad
love,
if
you know?
Take out the weird parts, Calvin.
Like Berserk is amazing.
Yes.
Disgusting. Yeah. Disgusting.
Filthy.
Actually.
Filthy.
Yeah.
Like. Filthy, like
true,
Devil Man Crybaby.
Oh my God, fire!
Sickening,
sickening,
dope, gross.
But that's what anime does. It takes you to that next level.
Bro, like I was watching,
I love
that.
Like,
bro,
push
what
the
is
boundaries.
I push those
These
boundaries.
These aren't drugs, bro.
What do you mean? It's creative freedom.
That's true. That's
sometimes
fair.
You got to trickle in a little bit of incest.
That's. I don't know if that's fair, but it definitely anime does that. Yeah,
yep.
Was it?
Yep. Sword Art Online?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I watched only the first season of Sword Art.
Me
but that
too.
Anime is
That's the only one I could stand. I tried to watch the second one.
First season.
Okay, I didn't even try.
Yeah. I don't even know what's going on.
Some of the later seasons are actually pretty good.
Consultant Adrian said, he was like, the second season's kind of weird. And I was like, all right, I'm out.
You know what's funny? I love the second season, except for the
But what about
the bad guy? Like, wasn't the antagonist sucked in the second season?
Yeah, they tried too hard to connect it to the first season.
Yeah.
I think they should have just went full.
I don't like when they do stuff like that. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm not with it.
And then they got good again in Alice, Code Alice, or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm not getting there.
Nah,
I'm good off the first season.
It's okay.
It's all good. All
right.
You only have so much time in your day.
New anime openings?
Oh, new anime openings?
Blue Exorcist.
Right.
Is that newer? Does that count as newer?
I would say so. Did it come out in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, if that's the meter we're going off of.
Blue Exorcist.
Tanko, can I show your...
Did it come out?
Your rockstar? I want to know how disgusting you are.
Blue, the opening? Original?
Yeah, Core Pride.
Yeah, rockstars aren't really aren't it for me either.
Same.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Okay, is that Thundercat?
Oh,
on the
this
bass?
Is the one with the the saxophone.
Thundercat for sure.
Bro.
This is a good intro.
Nutty.
Nutty.
I heard this. I was like, hold on. What
I played this
going?
On Osu when I used to play that.
Yo, same.
You be talking about anime intros like they're trap music, like, bro, nasty.
Like, bro, this is nutty, it's bro. Nutty. This is fire.
Yeah.
It's fire.
FYAH, fire.
Fire.
I'm waiting for a trap song to be an anime opening.
All right, I gotta watch
so
it.
Good, bro.
I gotta watch it.
What?
This show.
You've never seen it?
Nope.
You haven't seen Blue Exorcist?
What?
Legendary.
Mm. Crazy.
Gotta really check it out. Who's next? Who's next? Who wants to do it?
I got no more.
Go, you got nothing.
Go.
Oh, okay.
Go.
I'll go next. let's do Attack on Titan, The Rumbling.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it. Still never watched
any of it?
I've only watched the first season.
I've never watched Attack on Titan.
This intro in particular, it ties like perfectly with the show. Fantastic. Just hard hitting. Oh my god.
All right, it's already fire.
Yeah. Bro, I'll punch somebody to this song.
Who is this?
New Amorosa.
This is crazy.
Oh my god.
Alright.
I'm with this.
Dude, it's Deering Gray, man.
Is it?
No. it sounds like him, though. It could most definitely be that.
This Garuga Mesh.
And it comes from the perspective of... freaking dude, why is his name blanking for me right
Aaron?
Now? Aaron. Aaron Yeager.
Eren Yeager.
Eren Yeager bomb.
Yep.
That's a good intro. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was fire.
Oh, you didn't even get to the best part. He's like, if I lose it all.
Where's that? Oh, that's in this song?
Yeah.
It's coming. I can hear it.
Yeah, I'm watching
oh
this.
My
I'm
God,
I gotta
it's so
yeah.
good, bro.
I'll watch it. I'll catch
it's
up.
It's so good.
I still remember the first season too, like everything. Cause I remember watching the first like season and everything being a cliffhanger, and I was like, but why? Why would you do that? Why would you do that to me?
This is probably my favorite recently, which is God of High School's opening.
Oh, I've actually watched God of High School.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
This is such a good intro.
Dude, this song is it
yo,
goes
I'm
off.
I'm not gonna lie, this anime had me so confused.
Dude.
Out the gate, I'm like, bro, the show's over.
Yeah.
They did their scaling really bad.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, it's lit. Out the gate.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, I watched this. I was trying to get a homie to get into anime, and we watched this. And I remember she was like, why do the girls all have big boobies? And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. That's the culture.
Nice intro. That's anime.
I didn't mind this intro, actually.
We're not even at the best part yet.
Beat your contradiction.
Yeah, that's good. You got your crazy EDM.
Yeah.
And the anime itself.
That's the only part that stinks.
What?
The EDM part.
You don't like EDM?
I cannot.
I'm over here standing for all my EDM fans.
I'll throw up.
Nope. Ravers. I love you guys.
I mean, I've been to EDC when it was here, so I'm into EDM.
Well, you guys are dancers.
That's true.
That's so fair.
Like, I'll give you all that.
Fair, fair.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, my brother's a DJ.
That's.
I grew up with him.
That don't count.
What? Most of my music is from him. That's why I had an emo phase in the first place.
It's him. Wow, you're blaming him for your emo phase.
Yes. What did he pick me up? What was he Under playing Oath? When he picked me up in elementary school? Under Oath.
That's not even emo.
And Take You Back Sunday.
He picked you up praising Jesus. Listening to Under Oath.
Listening to Senses Fail?
That's different.
What's the same thing?
Senses Fail, no. Senses Fail was emo.
Okay, that's it. That's what we have. That's show and tell. Obviously, there are lots of intros and outros. I don't think we had a single outro.
We didn't do
yes,
Lorenzo.
I did my
I have
outro.
A bunch of outros.
Lorenzo gave his whole
yeah.
song.
You didn't even let yeah. Calvin, like, do...
Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Wow, every single one of Inuyasha's outros. Every single one. Play all of them.
I mean, I could, like, fire and through a bunch
nah,
of them real
nah.
fast.
What do you got for outros?
So, I'm going to go back to the slice of life.
Yeah.
My favorite anime outro is Dango Daikazuku from Clannad.
Yeah.
Clannad it is goated. The saddest thing
Clannad.
Ever.
Goated.
Clannad is so fantastic. This anime taught me how to cry. I was just like, okay, I understand feelings now.
Hold on, I'm getting the after story. That's not the one I want.
Yeah. The best part about Dango Daikazuku is they actually sing the song inside. Like, the characters actually sing the song throughout the anime, too, so it ties it just so well.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Go. Little dongos.
That scared me, I'm not gonna lie.
Cute.
That's Kirby.
You yeah. like the dongo?
Have you ever tried dongo? It's a type of food.
Have I?
Yeah. It's like on a little stick and then you eat them. They're kinda
yeah.
like mochi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious. And that anime outro is just so wholesome. All of it is wholesome. Comfy. Mm-hmm. I love Clannad.
Yeah.
It is good. Such a great anime.
If you're into that.
If you're into it. If you're into Slice of Life, I think Clannad is like up there.
Yeah,
I defend Slice of Life.
Yeah. Do another outro? Are we
Except
allowed?
Except for Fruits Basket.
Except for Fruits Basket? You don't like
new,
Fruits Basket?
The new one, the remake.
You didn't like it?
Nah, I like the original better for some reason.
Interesting.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Wow. the animation looks so much
yeah,
better.
Yeah, everyone loves it. And it's yeah. like, oh, it's so pretty. But I don't know what's wrong with me, so.
Something wrong. Me well, I have to say this outro.
I'm trying to figure that yeah. out for a minute.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Roundabout. Is that copyright, though?
I don't know. Who cares?
I mean, it's in every single meme template.
Oh, yeah, so you're good.
Legendary.
Here, look, some JoJo characters for you to look at. While we... Is this the song that everyone uses?
Yes, this is from JoJo.
Oh.
Yep.
I did not know this. Yeah, I've heard this.
There we go. Even the casuals know the song. Shout that out, legendary.
Shout out Joseph Joestar, a.k.a. Yep. Adrian.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is just so fantastic because it takes a lot of Western inspiration for all their characters, the character names, the animation, how they want everyone to look. It's just...
Yeah, everyone's like Italian, right?
Yeah, well, not everyone, but there's also Egyptians too. Oh, but okay. They do like to have like a lot of Western influence throughout the animation. Here it is.
Oh.
Oh. I did not know this was... Oh, I did not know this was Joseph... Or... JoJo's Bizarre Adventures. I was going to say Joseph Joestar.
like
Shout out Adrian.
Shout out Adrian.
It sounds like that Love Machine song.
Oh, it does.
I'm a love machine.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Love it.
Love it.
I could break dance to this.
Was that Hall & Oates?
Hall & Oates? Absolutely.
No, Simon and Garfunkel. You got any others?
Yes. Since I've been watching Tokyo Revengers recently, I like the outro. It's Koko de Iki o Shiete.
Boom. It already looks pretty.
Yep. That piano goes in.
Wow.
See, I've heard mixed reviews about this show.
I don't know why. I mean, it was like kind of confusing at first, but once you understand like how they structure the show, it's pretty fantastic.
I take it.
I almost had an epileptic seizure.
That's a lot of anime openings,
I think. That was a lot going on. I got lost.
Yeah, it's the time travel part. There's a lot going on in that show.
Looks good, though.
One of an anime openings that I absolutely love because of breakdancing is Cowboy Bebop's.
Yes.
Because they play it at every breakdancing jam.
You have to.
Yeah, it's...
It's so good.
It's like, so fun to dance to, actually.
Yeah, we have to listen to it now. Yep. I mean, Cowboy Bebop is just such a legendary anime as well.
Listeners, if you can find the vinyl for very cheap, please let me know. That vinyl is expensive.
Oh, my
God. So good.
Plucking the fuck out the bass.
You gotta... Bass so good.
The horns coming in. We love it.
Good. If you want an anime that is just equal parts music, this is probably the one right here.
Absolutely.
This is probably the one right here.
I watch Cowboy Bebop when I'm at the gym.
Samurai Champloo.
Samurai Champloo too.
Shout out Ninja Bees.
Yeah. You can't play that.
I'm gonna get sued.
Yeah, that's
so good. So good. Okay. Any other outros? I think I have one.
Bro, I don't remember the name of, like, which Inuyasha one it was. I think, but there's so many.
I think I know which one it is.
Just so we know, I have to leave soon.
Oh, it's 6:07?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. Bro, this is the best outro ever. In the fields. In the fields. Every single time. I don't know what she's saying, good. But she's saying it to me, and I feel it, dog. I don't know what's going on, but I feel it. Shishomaru looking like bro.
Shishomaru!
Inuyasha's really good. You should watch it later. Don't watch it now.
The little spinoff? Nah.
Any wrapping up animes or anything?
I could fire off. We got, for the cultured people out there, Monster Musume.
Okay.
Saikotsoku, Fall in Love. Love that. That's an intro.
Uh-huh.
Love is War, the Chikato Chika Chika.
Great,
dance.
Great. Love it. Is that an intro or an outro?
Which one?
The Chika Chika dance?
It's an outro for only one episode. That's why I chose obscure. This so is the for the obscure category.
So, watch Love is War.
Yeah, so if you like a nice, fun, silly, and just fun time anime, yeah. I think Love is War is good for that.
I think Dot Hack Sign used to have like really dope intros, but they made so many.
Yep.
That I lost count. Like, they've been making that show since 99 or like 2000. And it's, I don't know.
Angel Beats?
Angel Beats?
I try to watch Angel Beats.
My Soul,
I couldn't
Your
finish.
Beats? Okay. That's a good intro. I think the Haikyuu intro, Imagination, banger as well. One Punch Man intro. Love that one. Hero. Mob Psycho.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, the 100.
Oh, my God.
The counting to 100. That song just...
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
That show is crazy.
Sick. And Kakuguri. That's a pretty good intro. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bleach.
Bleach has...
Oh, we didn't talk about Bleach at all, huh?
We didn't bring up Bleach
And Bleach
once.
Is coming out this year again, too.
We didn't bring up Bleach once, and they got some fire intros now.
Yeah.
The world is vast. Runner-up, My Shameless Plug, or My Guilty Pleasure, Yuri on Ice, History Makers. Let's move on. I'm not going to play it. So,
My Hero?
I don't watch that show.
You stink.
Is it good?
You stink.
I like it.
Okay, I'm not
going to. It's pretty, straightforward, typical.
Hero.
Anime.
I'm a hero. Yeah. I want to be a hero. I don't have powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gets them.
Yeah.
And then he sucks.
That's Shoujin. Like, yeah, it's the formula. Nah, but it's fun.
Goku came out OP.
it's like watching a John Wick movie, you know? You're just like there to have a good time.
You know,
it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You only watch it because it's new.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's the only reason I watch it.
I've watched My Hero also.
I have favorite characters.
Quick anime recommendation you give someone to listen to watch right now. What would you recommend someone getting
into? Rurouni Kenshin.
Oh my god.
Goated.
That's a good live action.
The Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for sure.
Mm. Erased.
Erased. That's a good one.
Erased is a good one.
Outlaw Star.
It's short too, so if you're just getting into anime, you don't have to watch 10,000 seasons.
Outlaw Star was my favorite for such a long time.
This is for like people that are starting to get into anime.
Yeah, like how would you ease them in?
Berserk. No, we're not doing Berserk.
Bleach. Immediately.
Detective Conan, bro. Watch all 2,000 episodes.
I mean, Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter, I'd say it's a good intro anime. Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's pretty light. They never finished it. So.
They might finish it still. Potentially. I mean, the writer came out on Twitter, said that he was working on some panels.
Oh, finally.
So, yeah.
Man, it's been so long, bro.
Yeah. But he's also been really sick, though. He has, like, I forgot what disease it was, but he was in the hospital, so he couldn't really work on his stuff. Okay. I think his wife might be continuing his work.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. My recommendation probably be... just watch Death Note. I think everyone makes it have a legendary status for a reason. If you're into detective-esque Sherlock Holmes shows, people that have just big brains... If you have a big brain, you're going to love this show.
You love being confused.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's not even that hard to follow, honestly. But
yeah, I was young when I watched it.
Oh.
Well, you were probably like, what, 10 when you were watching it?
I wasn't developed.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. The female characters kind of suck, but other than that, it's okay. Yeah, it's good.
Your recommendation?
No, I can't. Damn it, I had it.
Original Baki.
Baki Hanma?
Watch.
Like, or the first Baki.
Not the Netflix one.
Oh.
If you're a horror fan, watch another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another. Love good. It.
Anything else? Watch.
Watch. I think it's called 91 Days. Is it the criminal one?
91 Days is sick.
Watch.
Wow, that's based. I didn't know you'd know 91 Days. Heck yeah.
That one's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to recommend Cowboy Bebop. You can watch that sub or dubbed. I think it's good either way.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my recommendation.
Samurai Shampoo.
Get all the good ones out. Put Trigun in there.
Well, you know what? Watch One Piece.
No, no. Don't do that, because then you will be.
Then you'll never finish. You'll hate anime.
Watch My Roommate Is a Cat. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. I hope you have a fantastic day. Shout out to the Working On It Network. We're joined with a bunch of other lovely podcasts. We have the Chit Show Podcast with Leo. That's pop culture and news. We also have the Solarian Girls.
Solarian Girl.
With Candace and Brittany. They talk about their favorite book series, The Zodiac Academy. And, of course, shout out to us.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram at The Untitled Mixtape. Follow Calvin at...
Oh, at Asian Skull on everything. I stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/AsianSkull, Instagram, Asian Skull, Twitter, all the socials. And yeah, thank you so much for having me on, man. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
Yeah, you're hired.
I did get hired.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining me, and we'll see you guys next time.
I got to play League.
All right.